A very blessed Sunday morning to all. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB, Inspiration and Religion. It is such an honor and a blessing to join with you in love and righteousness and all that's good with the relationship that we have with God. What a week it has been. We certainly don't know in this second week of November what is going to be the rest of this month, but please join me in saying, dear God, I'm putting November in your hands. You know, God doesn't take a vacation. God doesn't go away for the Thanksgiving weekend. God is with us all the time. Emmanuel. We talk about in every major city or small town in America, there's always a church or a synagogue named Congregation Emmanuel or Congregation Temple Emmanuel. That means God is with us. So wherever you are in this month of November, whether you're going to be making your traveling plans for Thanksgiving, whether you are going to stay home, wherever you may be, God is always with us. So just remember that we leave this month of November in God's capable hands, and with the knowledge that we are born in the image of God, we live in the image of God. So let God light the light upon each and every step that you take. And on that, we all say, amen. You know, what a week. What a week it has been. We live in such a blessed country that we have the freedoms and the privilege, I may add, to vote for those people that represent us. And, you know, most countries in the world don't have that. That's what our founding fathers of America saw, and we see today, that we elect those to represent us and to hold the freedoms that we keep in our hearts, souls, and minds, especially, but not only, the freedom of religion, the freedom of assembly, the freedom of speech. And that is so very important to Inspiration and Religion. So for all those who voted, no matter how you voted, I say to you, thank you. And it is such an honor to be able to vote. I remember those days that I used to take my son into the voting booth with me. I have pictures of it. I posted some on Facebook and Instagram this week. But this week, I am so thrilled to say that he voted. My son David voted for the very, very first time at college by himself. He is over 18 now, so this was his first opportunity to vote, and it is such a privilege to us all. And I should say that it was such an honor with all of my students who are over 18 to see them posting with a little sticker, I voted, or talking about why they voted and who they voted for. If we have these youngsters, they're calling them, I believe, Generation X, to lead us into the future, we will certainly be very, very blessed. But also remember, no matter who is our president, no matter who are our senators or our governors or represent us in the House of Representatives, it is always, and this is important, it is always God that is in charge. Politicians come and go, but God always, always remains. And on that, certainly, we can all say, of course, amen. I'm sure you have been looking at the news the past few days, and just a couple of days ago, Amsterdam, the city where Anne Frank and her family hid, was run amok by anti-Semitism after an Israeli soccer game, and they did all kinds of evilness to the Israelis that were there and the Jews that were there to root on the Israeli soccer game, and that is certainly a horrible and awful. An awful thing, but thankfully, the Chabad sent rescuers. Israeli El Al sent planes Certainly Amsterdam authorities, they have been cracking down, but that can never be allowed to happen. So please pray each and every day for peace in this world, for peace of Jews in this world. No matter your background, your religion, your creed, your beliefs, please pray for the peace of Israel, peace in Jerusalem, and peace for Jews, no matter where they be in the world. We pray for peace in Amsterdam. Join me in prayer, but also join me in outrage and condemnation for anti-Semitism, no matter where it occurs in the world. And on that, certainly we agree, and we all say amen. Today, no matter whether you are listening in the morning, on Sunday morning, or on a podcast any time that you would like on WWDBAM.com, we know. How many seconds are in a day? You don't know? It is 86,400. 86,400 seconds in a day. And that is a gift to us, each and every second of that 86,400. God is giving us a gift. But let me ask you, have you used so far today one of those seconds to say thank you to God, to say thank you, God, as I count my blessings one by one and I see what you have done? I'm always creating challenges for listeners. And by the way, if this is your first time that you are listening on WWDB, Inspiration and Religion, I say to you, thank you. It is an honor to be with you. And please share this information with others so they can be filled with faith as well. Please take at least 1 second today to say thank you to God for the blessings in your lives. And friends, a blessing does not have to be a huge thing, a life-affecting, a life-changing alteration. It could be something small. Somebody smiled at you. Somebody came up to you and said, I want to know, how are you doing today? A little thing that happened in your life that you want to give thanks to God for. But even more importantly than that, we don't realize how many slings and arrows come at us each and every day that we don't even see because God knocks them away even before they get close to us. They are meant for us by Satan. In Hebrew, we call Satan or the devil Satan. That's the evil inclinations that I'm always wearing hats that have these inspirational sayings on them. And one of my favorites that people comment on the most is my hat that says, not today, Satan, and not tomorrow either, and not the next day, but not today, Satan. We don't know how many bad things, evil things that Satan is throwing to us and at us each and every day because God knocks them away even before they get close to us. So just for that fact, say thank you to God for not allowing us to even feel and to know or to see or to be affected by any negativities that come to us because of Satan. So say together with me, not today, Satan. So take the challenge, 1 second of these 86,400 seconds today to say thank you to God. Hopefully, it'll be a lot more than that because we are made to pray for God every second of the day. And that is just, we always speak about it. And I hope it's in your heart that prayer is just a fancy schmancy word for a conversation with God. So I tell you today will never come again. Be a blessing. Be a friend. Encourage someone. Take time to care. Let your words heal and not wound. Especially this week after the election. I cannot, this week after the election, Social media, there are so many positives of social media, but there are so many negatives as well. And this week, in the past 4 or 5 days, oy, my gosh, social media has been filled with such what we call in Yiddish, mishugas. That is the Hebrew word for craziness. So take a step back, take a breath or two or three or 20. And I say to this, and I say to you again, today will never come again. Be a blessing. Be a friend. Encourage someone. Take time to care. Let your words heal and not wound, as we all say. As we all say, amen. And certainly we say amen for our sponsors on this beautiful program on WWDB, without whom we would not be allowed and capable on the air. We say thank you to Bonnie and her staff at the wonderful men's and boys store in Warminster Shopping Center. And they are currently totally stocked for all your fall needs in the men's and boys departments, in sportswear, casual wear, formal wear for all your fall needs, suits and sports coats and khakis, sportswear and shoes too for all your fall weddings, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, and custom tailoring too, tuxedos and tux rentals formally from the wonderful Fleets Men's Store that we all remember in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years, presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road in Warminster, Bucks County, PA. Give Bonnie a call at 215-914-2060, and drum roll, please. Let me hear the drum roll. Bonnie and her staff, the men's and boys store, just won the best of in the Jewish Exponent of Philadelphia in their men's department and their formal department. And that is certainly year after year, they win the best of. And why? Because they are simply the best. And let me tell you, you don't have to live in Philly or around Philly or Bucks County to go there. I live in South Jersey. And whenever I have the opportunity and the privilege to go there to get some clothing, to look as handsome as I do, I always see people there from all over the Delaware Valley. So go give Bonnie and her staff a hug from me once again in the Warminster Shopping Center, 320 York Road, 215-914-2060, the men's and boys store, simply the best. And for them, we say, amen. So as we travel further together in the month of November, we say that, and we know that Thanksgiving is coming up very, very soon now. All of us, this is important. We think of Thanksgiving. Of course, we get together with friends. Of course, we eat turkey if you are not a vegetarian. Of course, we watch football if you like the football on those games. But don't forget, my friends, the true meaning of Thanksgiving is giving thanks. And who are we giving thanks to on Thanksgiving? Well, the answer is obvious. We are giving thanks to God. Don't just take my word for it. Take the word of someone you may know of. His name is George Washington. I want you to go this week, when you have a minute, go online, which all of us are online each and every day, and Google, look up George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation. George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation. That is the proclamation that George Washington made when he declared that Thanksgiving would be a national, a federal holiday. And read the words that he read and wrote. And each and every line, almost especially at the beginning, each and every sentence has the words God, Lord, Almighty, that George Washington knew and the original Congress knew, that we live and will always live in such a blessed country, the most blessed country in the world, the United States of America. And that dream of George Washington and the original Congress has certainly come true, that the United States has brought more freedoms, more peace, more goodness and righteousness to all countries of the world, more than any other country in the history of the world has ever done. So on this Thanksgiving, yes, eat turkey. Yes, get together with friends. Yes, watch football. But don't forget to give thanks to the one who protects this country, who blesses this country, who gives our country the freedoms to be who we are, as an example, as a shining light, a shining city upon a hill. To the rest of the world, and to that we all say, amen. As we go into the holidays and we think about our lives and how they are going, we're going into the holiday season and the new year. Don't forget, if there's anything that you leave today with from this program, is to ask God in prayer about everything. Ask God in prayer about everything. Whenever you have a decision to make, and you know, we all make hundreds, if not thousands, of decisions every single day. We should always pray about it, especially the more important decisions that not only affect us, but our family and our community. We should pray on it. And what does that mean? We should be in a constant conversation with God. And that certainly becomes more of a reality if we pray to God. The more we pray to God, the more God will say, I know his voice, or I know her voice. He or she just prayed to me just an hour ago, just 5 minutes ago, just yesterday. My friends, we never want to be in a situation where God does not recognize our voice. We never want God to be, I don't understand that voice. I don't recognize that voice. I've not heard from him. I have not heard from her in a month, in Lord forbid, in a year. We never want to be in that situation. We want God to always recognize our voice. So when we say, I will pray on it, God says, all right, I'm here for you. I recognize your voice. Let's talk about it. Let's see what we want to do in this situation. Does this decision that you are going to make now, does it bring you closer to your given mission? Does it bring you closer to your given purpose in life? And if the answer is yes, then of course, that is the right decision. And God will lead you down the hallways and lead you through the doors of that decision. So indeed, it brings you closer to the given purpose and mission in your life. And let me tell you, as we sometimes talk about, and this is absolutely true, the job that you go to, maybe the job that you are at right now, hopefully you love your job, you get so much satisfaction from it, you adore the people that you work with, you're out with them not only at work but at social events, and maybe you're friends with them outside of work. But let me tell you that the job that you have is not necessarily, and most of the time it's not, that's not your given purpose and your given mission. That comes before you go to work, and that comes after you go to work. Maybe you volunteer for a charity, a nonprofit, an organization. Maybe you run outside of work, a nonprofit, a charity organization. Maybe you do something in your hobbies that is actually helpful to the community. That's your mission and that's your purpose. And if you don't know what that is now, let your heart not be troubled, because do you know who does know? And that will be God. You need to find that. And the way you find your given mission and purpose is be in a constant conversation with God 24/7. Don't take off on the weekends. And don't feel that you have to be in a house of worship. I am a major supporter of houses of worship, no matter what religion you are, but you don't have to be in a house of worship in order to pray. You don't have to be in a house of worship to be in a relationship with God. Remember that. Remember that. If you are Jewish, your relationship with God is not just on Friday night and Saturday. If you are Christian, your relationship with God is not just on Sunday. Your relationship with God is every single second of the day. That is so important to remember, that holiness is everywhere, wherever you are, because God is everywhere. There is holiness when we strive to be true to the best we know. And that is every day. It doesn't have to be in a house of worship. There is holiness when we are kind to someone who cannot possibly be of service to us. There is holiness when we realize how important our families are to us. There is holiness when we forget what divides us and remember what unites us. There is holiness when we are willing to be laughed at for what we believe. There is holiness when we love truly, honestly, and unselfishly. There is holiness when we remember the lonely and bring cheer to those who suffer. There is holiness when we share our bread, our ideas, our joys. There is holiness when we gather to pray to the one who gave us the power to pray. There is holiness when we are just alone in our car or walking down the street and we say, "Thank you, God." We point up and say, "Thank you, God. I know that was you." And let me tell you, when it's the hardest to pray is when you should pray the hardest. If you are in the valley, in one or more aspects of your life, whether it be financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, religiously, if you are in the valley, please acknowledge and understand that is only temporarily. That is only momentarily. When it's the hardest to pray, take that as an opportunity to pray the hardest, because God will turn what's bad into good. There is absolutely no doubt about that. And on that certainly, we can all say, amen. And if you don't feel like praying, look, even I, sometimes I'm so tired, I'm so busy, I'm so cranky and miserable that I don't feel like praying. Here's a challenge to you. Force it. Force the prayer. Force yourself to take a breath, take a pause, because something is also forcing you not to pray. Let me say that again. If you don't feel like praying, force it, because something is also forcing you not to pray. And what is that thing that's forcing you not to pray? It's the evil inclination some folks call the devil. Some folks call Satan. In Hebrew, again, we call it Satan. So you have to tell yourself, wear that hat that says, "Not today, Satan." Wear that shirt that says, "Not today, Satan." And, you know, you can go on Amazon, type in the words, "Not today, Satan hat," or "Not today, Satan shirt." I know. Some people feel that Amazon is Satan. I know. But wherever you get your inspirational hats and shirts and clothing, go there. Because whenever you want to pray and you say, I don't really want to pray now, Satan is forcing you not to pray. Do not let Satan win. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. If you need a pep talk, call me, email me, text me. You would not believe how many emails and texts and the direct messages, kids call it DM, on social media I get each and every day. I want to pray, but I just can't. If you want a little minute pep talk over the phone or on FaceTime, that would certainly be my honor. So all of my contacts are easy. Just go online, Google my name, Borsky, and you will find me. I am not hard to find online, and I will yell at you lovingly but forcefully. This is how you pray right now. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. You know, this week, as every single week, I've been called into hospitals to say prayers for those who need inspiration. You know, even doctors and nurses, the whole medical field know that religion and inspiration and prayer is as important as the medical needs that the medical staff and hospitals are giving you. I speak with doctors and nurses and medical staff all the time, and they acknowledge to me how very, very important prayer is for folks who are in the hospital, either going into surgery or recovering from surgery or recovering from whatever is ailing their body. Souls and minds go along with the body. So if you are in a local hospital, I have the honor and the privilege of being a hospital chaplain for most of the hospitals in our area. It would be my honor if I can't come in in person, we can certainly do it over the phone. We could do it by FaceTime. I can be with you that way, and it would certainly be a privilege and a blessing, not only to you, but certainly a blessing to me as well. So give me a call, contact me, and we can do prayers of healing together so you can be out of the hospital and be with your family and loved ones for the upcoming holidays. And that would be a blessing to us all. And on that, we all say, amen. So again, I want to thank you for joining me. If you don't have the opportunity on Sunday morning, I'm always posting on my social media the link. So on any smart device, you can join me whenever you need faith, or go to www.dbam.com for the podcast. So on that, have a beautiful Sunday, everybody, or whenever you're listening. Enjoy this day. Thank God for all of the blessings in your life. And as we always, always say, pray more, worry less.